Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, happy birthdays, unhappy birthdays. 'Tis the season of love again. In America, everyone's rushing out to buy flowers and candy for their beloved others. People thus loved can endure the rest of a bitter winter and blossom with the flowers of spring. That's the idea, anyway. And it's all voluntary and fun, as true love ought to be. Our own Heavenly Father delighted in loving His pathetically needy creation so much that He surrendered the best He had for us. In North Korea, there's little of this voluntary, impassioned, personal sort of love, at least when it comes to loving those two men who are supposed to be on the receiving end of all such devotion. In their case, devotion is quite often forced and punishable, if not lavish enough. Of course, lavish is not a term one sees much in North Korea. There aren't a lot of birthday presents to go around the family, much less to be given up to the head of state. But the magnanimous leader graciously accepts a minimum of 3 flowers from every child. Not just any flower, mind you. The specifics of size and type are delineated, and children are sent to the nearby florist to be sure the order is met, if they have the wherewithal to purchase 3 flowers. If they do not, children are left with some stark choices. They can steal, or they can refuse the gift, saying truthfully that they couldn't afford to buy 3 flowers. Hyuk Kang, in the book This is Paradise, and his friend decided one year they would just have to take their chances. They showed up in class empty-handed. It turns out they were not alone. These poor unfortunates were asked to line up and face the consequences of their horrid actions. When it came to be their turn, the children were beaten with a cane, or the teacher's fists, about 10 blows, on the head, in the stomach, in the face. Then it was silence the rest of the day in a nearby and nearly impossible position, as at attention on their knees or hands up in the air in surrender mode. Senseless beatings do not cause little ones to love, but to hate and fear. And normal leaders do not demand this sort of love anyway. It's so difficult for us to imagine our national leaders or church leaders or our Jesus behaving in this way. What a price the North Koreans pay just for being born there. Won't you do something for them tonight? Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs and current North Korean news, many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, the land of morning calm.